From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO, popularly known as H2GO, is a water and sewer utility in Brunswick County that serves the northeast portion of the county, including Leland, Belleville, parts of Nevassa, and some customers located outside of those municipal boundaries. H2GO serves over 10,000 water customers and nearly 6,000 sewer customers. The historic growth rate for the service area, according to H2GO, is about 2.5% each year. But last year, the customer base rose by more than 3.5%. And the utility says it expects a similar growth rate going forward. And they say they expect their customer base to double within the next 25 years. H2GO currently buys finished water from Brunswick County Public Utilities. Since 2011, H2GO has worked towards building its own reverse osmosis plant. Constructing a $30 million plant is controversial, with opponents concerned the project is not necessary and would saddle consumers with higher utility rates. On this first edition of the 2017 Coastline Candidate Interviews, we'll meet two current members of the H2GO Board of Commissioners who support moving forward with the RO plant, and will meet one challenger candidate who strongly opposes the project. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me today, answering my questions and yours. There are two ways to get your question in during the live Wednesday show. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. The phone lines are open now. And remember, each candidate appears in only one segment. Today's candidates join us in an order randomly chosen before the show. Joining us now is Carl Antos, current H2GO board secretary. He has served three terms and is seeking a fourth. He supports building the reverse osmosis plant. Carl Antos, welcome to Coastline.
Thanks for having me and having the rest of the candidates.
Explain for us, first of all, why reverse osmosis is such an important option from your perspective. Why do you support the plant?
Well, as it turned out, we started out in the very beginning looking at the economics of the whole thing. And with the growth factor that was facing Brunswick County Utilities, we began to search for our own water treatment plant. We finally realized that reverse osmosis was probably the best and the least expensive way to go. Things have changed dramatically over the last couple of years. We've been finding out that there's more and more contaminants in the water, maybe as many as 3,000 or 4,000. Most of them are unregulated. Most of them are unknown. As you saw in Friday's newspaper, three more culprits have shown up. And I haven't had a chance to research who they are or what they are, or whether they're harmful or not.
And you're talking specifically about the discharge of Gen X by Chemours and the two other byproducts.
There's more to it than Gen X. When I first got on the board, I realized that even though I had headed up a environmental group on Long Island, and our main thrust was water on Long Island, I had to polish up on a completely different system here. So I began attending just about every conference, convention, and what have you. And very often I met some of these wonderful people that are overseeing in our example here, the river and rivers and lakes across the United States. And they began to not so much whisper, but they would mention, stay away from surface water.
Are you talking about the River Keepers organization, like Cape Fear River Watch, which is?
Oh, you talk about wonderful people there. They're mostly young folks. They have important positions in DEQ and places like that. And even they had, I guess the first true alert I had was a young lady that, everybody's young to me, I'd seen her make presentations locally and statewide, and she was always upbeat and what have you. And this was about 2 or 3 years ago. She came out and she started talking about something that was called 1,4-dioxane. At that time, we were on the what's called the unregulated contaminant monitoring rule system. There were 30 contaminants that we had to monitor and follow, and one of them was 1,4-dioxane. When she spoke of this, she, instead of finishing in an upbeat fashion, she seemed a little depressed at the findings because it's unregulated, and consequently it was not studied to the degree that, say, arsenic or something like that would have been studied.
And this is something, we're seeing this a lot now. We're learning about all these emerging compounds that are so far unregulated by federal entities or state entities. But knowing that, this is still a huge cost. And Brunswick County, of course, has talked about expanding their own coverage area and their service. Why not just, and Brunswick County is also, of course, seeking a solution to these emerging compounds. Why not just join forces with the county utility?
Well, the only people that I'm responsible for, unfortunately, is the 10,000 water customers that we do have. We have a cure for the problem. We're the only one in this area that can cure that problem for perhaps 25,000 people.
And you're saying the reverse osmosis is the best solution that we have for that technologically.
It's the only solution.
So what about the 900 residents or so who have signed a petition asking you to wait until after the elections to move forward on this? People are concerned about the funding of this and what it could mean for them in the future.
Okay.
Are you waiting?
I think that the people out there in the public are unaware of the fact that this fiscal year, we will spend $1,800,000 on what's called finished water. Turns out that the water's really not finished. And that's not the county's fault. It's, who knows? It's a tremendous enterprise to begin to look into this. We've been at this RO plant since 2012. For many years, we could have held our meetings in a closed closet. No one showed up. Suddenly, we've had this pushback on this, and we've studied this.
And doesn't the pushback largely come from people's concerns about funding? How would this reverse osmosis plant be funded? I mean, $30 million is not nothing for a customer base of 10,000.
Everything that I'm going to tell you is backed up by independent entities, be it the state or people that we had asked to take a look at this. We engaged an outfit called Raftalis, who's made this. They've made similar studies 54 different times, so they're sort of in the groove for taking a look at these problems. This year, like I said, we're going to spend $1,800,000 for the finished water. That is over and above what it's going to cost to build the plant and pay for it. We're in a growth factor. I don't know how long the growth factor is going to go up and down. That's just the way it is. But it's going to be on the rise till we've reached our total customer capacity.
So how will you pay for that $30 million plant?
Okay, we won't be paying the county $1.8 million, and we won't be paying them at the end somewhere around $3 or $4 million for the what will probably be in the neighborhood of, on peak days, 800 million gallons.
So that
800 million gallons of water. I'm sorry.
It's a lot of numbers. So we're then shaving off $5 or $6 million. So where does the $25 million come from then to fund that plant?
It's every year, we'll have to make a payment. That payment will be constant. It'll be at approximately 1.15 to 1.6. As we go down the road, if we stay with the county, those rates will be rising. Our rates will remain absolutely the same.
How can you say that? How do you know that your rates will remain stable?
We Raftalis has told us.
And this is the consultant that you've engaged.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. We're talking with H2GO's current board secretary. He supports building the reverse osmosis plant. Carl Antos is with us, and you just have a couple of minutes or so to get your question in at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. Jane writes, H2GO began looking at an alternate water source 6 years ago, proved to be a sharp decision with the recent discovery of Gen X and other contaminants in the Cape Fear River. Why do you think there's continued opposition to the project? I asked you about these 900 or so people who signed the petition saying, please wait till after the election.
It's an emotional response, not an educated response, unfortunately.
So you're saying to these people, 1% of the customer base, or 10%, I'm not doing the math right, you're saying to them, you're just not educated?
They're being told by certain people things that have been maneuvered. We have not seen their facts and figures, and we have two members of on our board that are from the opposition. As I said, we're being attacked by the water that we drink. Dr. Larry Calhoun, who's an oceanographer from a professor at UNCW, he refers to it as a toxic cocktail. And as I said in the very beginning, I had people telling me there's something wrong, but they couldn't expand on it because these are unregulated, and no one knows exactly what harm or good they're doing us.
What are the potential negative environmental impacts from this reverse osmosis plant?
Somewhere along the line, we're going to find out that something's piling up within our bodies from drinking this water. I don't drink it anymore. That will cause either liver or kidney damage. That seems to be where most of them attack.
I'm talking about the environmental impacts of the actual plant. I mean, will there be, there's going to be a wastewater discharge that goes into the Brunswick River. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. We have what is called a National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, NPDES permit. It's been held up by the opposition. They've petitioned the state. And we're slowly chipping away at that because the water that we're going to be discharging is brine. There's brine in the river, and it is exactly at the same amount that our discharge will be, the same amount, percentage of brine that is in the Brunswick River at this time. In other words, it's like you're making spaghetti and you've got a bottle of ragu that you're cooking, and you realize there's not enough, and you pour more ragu in there. Doesn't change anything except the capacity.
And, of course, the town of Leland is one of the opponents. They're challenging the permit, partly on the grounds that not enough analysis was done on less environmentally impactful alternatives to this plant.
They've just lost that argument just last week. Anyway, I was asked by – I was on the I was chairman of the planning board for 5 years on, well, no, 3 out of the 5 years that I was on the board. And the town manager at that time and the mayor hounded me and hounded me and hounded me, tried to get on that board to shut them down. I went over, I took a look at H2GOAP. There were some problems with the board members and their process and procedures, or lack of policy. In other words, there was a lack of written policy. And they were operating under the same rules back that when they first started back in the 80s. There were things that had to be changed, and as a board member, I pressured, and we did change the board. Now the board is operating just as they're ordered to do by the federal government, period.
Recently, your board, the H2GO board, proposed putting RO systems in the four Brunswick County public schools it serves. Where is that proposal now, and who would pay for that? That is the music, which means we're on the way out. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three candidates for the Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. Joining us next is Don Yowsey. Carl Antos, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's over already.
Yes, it's very fast. You can call us at 910-343-1138 on this Wednesday and ask your own question of our next candidate, Don Yowsey, or email us at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three of the candidates for Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. There are three open seats on the five-member board, and commissioners serve four-year terms. Joining me now is Don Yowsey, who first came to North Carolina in 1987 while serving in the United States Air Force. He's lived in the state since and has made his home in Leland for the last 17 years. He served as health director for Brunswick County for 14 years, and he is running for this board at least partly because he opposes the reverse osmosis plant. We're about to find out why. Don Yowsey, welcome to Coastline.
Glad to be here.
Don, I want to start with a question from Kirby, who sent us an email. He says, with each passing day, we learn of more contaminants present in the Cape Fear River. Brunswick County has no current solution, is going to spend $60 million plus or minus for expansion, which does not address Gen X. As a retired county health director, how can you oppose a clean water solution such as the reverse osmosis plant?
That's a pretty complex question. Yeah. The people who should be held accountable for putting the pollution in the water are the ones that should be made to pay for it. And so we should make sure that they stop putting it in, and with the Gen X, in a short period of time, it'll be out of the water since they've stopped putting it, but any other chemicals are the same. The problem I have with the RO isn't so much the contamination, is it's they started with 29 million, now we're talking 35 million, spread over a 10,000 customer base. And it's a lot like health insurance. If you buy health insurance and you're only insuring 100 or 200 people or even 1,000 people, it's very expensive. But if you can get 100,000, 200,000 in a pool, the insurance gets cheaper. And I think if you're going to do RO, it ought to be done regionally, not by such a small group of people.
And so who would you like to see carry that torch forward?
I think we should work with our regional partners, the county, the city, the state, and find ways if this is the way to go to do it. Part of the problem with saying that this is going to correct the problem is you have to look at the full plan. The backup for this plan, if something goes wrong, is they're going to start using the county water again. That's their backup plan. So how does this fix that?
What we hear from a lot of people who are confused with all the news about Gen X, and then, you know, the two new recent byproducts that we've learned are coming out of the Chemours plant about 100 miles upstream from Wilmington. We're hearing people say, well, the regulators are saying the water's safe to drink, but these are chemical compounds that could be associated and are likely associated with forms of cancer and in humans. So what do you say to people who are saying we need a solution right now? We can't wait for Brunswick County to figure it out.
I just don't think there is a solution right now. If you study it over the long haul and this is the way you want to go and you want to do it larger, share it with more people, that's the way to go. The problem you have is if you look at the cancer studies, comparing the Cape Fear region with the rest of the state, there is no increased cancer risk.
So if you win a seat on this board, and if you find yourself in a majority on the board, a majority that is mostly opposed to this RO plant, what happens to the work that's been done so far? Can this plant be stopped? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, part of our fear is we had an election 2 years ago, people running against this. They won on a basis of 3-1 in votes. Those people were against us. They've not been allowed to do anything. They've been frozen in place while they continue to move forward with this plan, even though they know the people object to it. In my neighborhood, they're still strongly against it. They don't want the plant, but they're moving forward. I hope they don't obligate these funds until after the election and we can do something about it. But they certainly aren't listening to us.
Have you gotten any sense of a shift in public opinion since the news about Gen X started to come out?
I have heard that a few people are concerned about it, and some have gone and purchased ROs under their sinks. And I think that's a wise thing to do if you have concerns. But that's an individual deciding to spend $200 or $300 to make water for his drinking and for cooking. But if you put an RO plant in, you're going to take the most expensive water available, and now you're going to wash your clothes in it, you're going to wash your cars with it, you're going to water your lawns with it. And I don't think that's a good use of people's funds.
Are you currently drinking the water that comes out of
Absolutely,
your tap?
Absolutely, I do. I make my lemonade right out of the sink.
When you talk to people who say, hey, I need to know my drinking water is clean, reverse osmosis is established by scientists. It's the best technology that we have at this point, the most certain option. What do you say to those people?
Again, if you want to buy a thing for under your sink and you're concerned, I don't think it's dangerous. I've looked at cancer studies. That's what I do for a living, or did for a living till 6 years ago, and I don't feel threatened by it. But I don't think that you should take a personal decision and mandate it and shove it down everybody's throat without them having a say. And this started 2.5 years ago when they told the customers who were paying the bills they didn't care what they said. They were going to do it anyway, and they couldn't stop them.
What about the mandate on a public utility to provide safe drinking water? I mean, could you make an argument that right now H2GO is not able to provide safe drinking water?
The water we are drinking meets every federal and state regulation that's required of it. It is safe to drink. No one has proven anything different than that. Are there risks involved? Probably. But you have to look at that and handle them one by one and don't panic over one thing.
Well, we're not, as we've heard, there is a chemical cocktail right now that is coming down the Cape Fear River. It's not just Gen X. It's not just one thing. There are a number of emerging compounds that are, yes, unregulated, but I'm not sure that means at this point safe to drink. Is that the same thing?
Well, I think that we ought to look at those and we ought to regulate them and we ought to get them out of our water. But remember, I talked about this plant. As this plant's being built, they have a contract to buy water from the county for the next 20 years. And if something goes wrong with, and many of these plants, when they start them up, there are periods where they can't produce enough water, they have to go to a backup system. And the backup plan right now is use the same water you're talking about.
Marianne from Leland asks, can you name the scientists, public experts, accounting firms that support your findings?
I can't tell you the names. I haven't memorized the names from all the studies. But I can tell you that the state does studies on cancer periodically, and they've released the results. And there have been no increased cancer in this region.
And I have to add to that, they've said it's still early in terms of understanding.
Most carcinogens are 20, 30 years before you see any results.
We're talking right now with Don Yowsey. He is an opponent of the reverse osmosis plant. He has served as Brunswick County's health director for 14 years, now retired. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Running for a seat on H2GO's Board of Commissioners. There are 5 members of the board who serve 4-year staggered terms. The board has 3 open seats. You can ask your own question during the live Wednesday show by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. How long, Don Yowsey, do you think it'll take for Brunswick County to find a solution to Gen X and these other chemical compounds?
The problem is it isn't just Brunswick County. It's the whole region and the state. Many surface waters, they're finding problems with them. But that's what the country drinks, and we've got to find a way to stop putting the stuff in, and if we got it in, to get it out. But I just don't think that this is the answer, and I certainly don't think you should tell 10,000 customers they have to take the risk of a $35 million plant. And if something goes wrong, they've got to bear the cost and not have a say about
taking
it.
Taking the financial risk. So this really boils down to the economic issue
it's
for you.
It's a balance of the two things, the health, which I haven't seen any increased risk yet, and the cost when they were told that they don't have a say about it.
So let's say you're elected to this board. You shut down this project. The RO plant is not moving forward. What happens to H2GO? Where do you think it should go? What's the future?
I'm not sure that you have to shut down doing RO. I just don't think you should do it with 10,000 customers. I think we could work with the county, the town, the state, and there may be other people who are interested in doing this, and we can share the cost and share the risk. But to tell 10,000 people you have to bear this risk, it seems unfair to me.
So you're talking then about moving forward with the same plans, just expanding the users.
If I were to do it, that's how I would do it.
Okay, so explain how that would work. How would you bring in Brunswick County and some of these
Well, you know, I served with them for 14 years. I know all the commissioners. I know them by first name basis. They're all friends. And I think that if we sat down with them and we agreed as a group that this was the direction we wanted to take, they would be interested. They're providing all the other water. Why not they help go along with this plan and help us spearhead it and get it for everybody?
In your bio on your campaign website, Don Yowsey, you say part of the reason that you're running is to bring honesty and ethics to the board. Do you think that, why did that come up? Do you think there's a problem now?
At the first meeting, I think I said it already, I hate to repeat myself. At the first meeting when he introduced this and people questioned why we were doing it, they were told, because we can and you can't stop us. And that angered my neighbors. I didn't want to run. I'm happily retired. They came to me and asked me to run because they were so angry that they didn't have a say about what was being done. And then I hear from my neighbors again that the people that are serving now, when they email them, when they call them, they don't get any responses. And the people who are paying the bills, the people who are putting all the money into H2GO ought to have some say about how it's spent and how it's collected.
Do you think this would be a different kind of public dialogue, perhaps less controversial, if some of the sitting commissioners were more responsive to the people who are opposed?
I think that's the main issue. I think that's what caused it all. Their director told the people who were paying the bills he didn't care what they said, he was going to do it anyway. And no one has, in 2.5 years, no one has muted that argument at all.
And so how would you like to see, do you want to see H2GO eventually become part of Brunswick County Public Utilities? Is that the end goal here?
I don't know enough about it to say that would ever be an answer. I think that as I get to know more about H2GO and how it operates, that I would form an idea on how we could do it better. Certainly when I was, I won about every award you could win in public health when I was the health director. And I can tell you that every year that I was health director, we returned money to the county. And when I left the county, I left them with millions of dollars in the bank. So I'm not against raising money. I'm not against charging fees for the things you have to charge for. But the people who are paying it have to be able to have some say about it.
It was 2011 that you retired?
That's correct.
As county health director?
That's correct.
What do you think is the biggest problem facing Brunswick County right now when it comes to dealing with its public health? Is it possibly this water supply?
It's certainly the big button item right now. Other things will come along. We'll have some disease that will be imported. While I was there, we had the avian flu came up, and a lot of fear about that. We've had some different viruses coming from Africa. So those things change from time to time. But this is the one that people are concerned about now.
You were in the Air Force for a number of years. How did you become county health director? Give us a little bit of your background in public health.
I'm a registered nurse by trade. Went to night school and got a degree in psychology. The year I made a major in the Air Force, they wanted to make me a public health officer for the military. That's what I did. And they sent me to get an MPH. And so it was really all happenstance. When I retired, I had 3 kids to put through college. And my wife said, we can live on your retirement, but we can't do both. And so I went to get a job. And an opening occurred in Bladen County. And I applied for the job. I was lucky enough to get it. My wife said they'd never hire me. She said, they'll never hire a fast-talking Yankee like you. And she was probably right, but I got lucky. And I was there 4 years, and then we got a national award for reducing minority infant mortality. And I was invited to come to Brunswick County. And, and serve. And so on. And they were wonderful to me all the while I was here.
How did you reduce infant mortality in Bladen County?
We worked with the minority churches to identify the young people who didn't have health care, the young minority women who were having babies but not getting health care, and they helped us identify them and get them into our clinic and get them treated so that we could take care of those and have them have healthy babies.
And were you able to bring any of those practices into Brunswick County?
You know, when they hired me, they asked me if I could do that. And my answer was, Bladen County was 50% African American. Brunswick County was 12% when I got here. If we can do it in 50%, we'd only be able to do it with 12, and we did it in 4 years.
You lowered the infant mortality rate in Brunswick County.
Minority infant mortality rate.
By how much?
About half.
What are some of the other public health problems that you think are currently facing the county that we're getting distracted by?
I've been out of it too long. It wouldn't be fair for me to tell them what to do. 6 years is a long time not to be involved with the day-to-day operations.
So just a couple minutes left, Don Yawzi, running for a seat on H2GO's Board of Commissioners. What's the one thing you think people really need to understand about you and why they should vote for you?
I will be available to them. Let me back up a minute. I'm paying for my own campaign. I'm not taking any money. Any money that I earn from the campaign, I'm going to give to Catholic charities. I don't want anything for doing this. I'm serving because my neighbors asked me to serve. And as soon as this is over, I want out. And so I'm not looking to build a career. I've had two careers. I'm ready to move on with my life. But my neighbors asked me to do this, and I feel strongly about it, and so I said yes.
What do you mean as soon as this is over? You want to serve 1 4-year term?
I pledge to serve no more than one.
You're serving 1 4-year term,
that's
and
good.
Your primary goal in that term is?
To work out this issue where people feel like they don't have a say, and to make sure they do have a say when we make these decisions.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Don Yawzi, thanks so much for being with us today. When we come back from this break, we're going to meet Ron Jenkins, who is an incumbent running for re-election. You can call us during this live Wednesday show and ask your own question of the candidates for the H2GO Board of Commissioners. The way to reach us on the live Wednesday show is by calling 910-343-1138. You can also email questions to coastline@whqr.org. Don Yawzi, thanks again for joining us.
It's a privilege to be here.
You're listening to our first edition this election season of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're talking with three candidates seeking open seats on Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. Ron Jenkins is the current vice chairman of H2GO's board and is seeking re-election for one of three open seats on the five-member board. Commissioners serve 4-year terms. Ron Jenkins, welcome to Coastline.
Well, thank you very much.
If you'd like to ask your own question of Ron Jenkins on this Wednesday, you can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org. Ron Jenkins, about 900 residents have signed a petition asking the board to wait until after this November's elections to move forward with this reverse osmosis plant. Are you honoring that request in any way?
We have been working on this project for 6 years. The longer we wait, the cost will continue to rise. So I think now is the time for us to just go ahead and proceed with getting this plant done. It's just been in the making, so we will need to go ahead and get it done.
You talk about working on it for 6 years. How much has the cost risen since you first attacked this idea versus now?
When I first came on board, I think the price that was thrown out there by many people was something like $40 million. that price have gone down tremendously. Right now, we're looking at close to $30, $31 million.
Or $31
million? Yes, to get this plant done.
And how would you fund that?
We'll fund it through, right now we're paying the county $1.8 million. We would divert that funds once we get the plant built, the water itself start producing revenue. And that $1.8 million that we're giving the county will go directly towards paying off the debt service, also for O&M to get that, you know, to take care of those that money that is needed in those particular areas.
What kind of debt service?
Well, naturally, you have to borrow money.
Right.
When you borrow money, you got to pay it back, and that's your debt service right there.
What kind of a bond are you pursuing?
Well, we're pursuing it from the bank. We're going to a bank to get the money.
A revenue bond.
Revenue, right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you say? I understand you've been working on this for 6 years. We had an opponent in just a few minutes ago talking about the fact that opponents feel like they're just not heard by the board. They feel like they're ignored, emails, calls aren't answered. What do you say to those 900 residents? I mean, that's not a smattering. That's a pretty good number of people.
That's a lot of people.
Who say, hey, just wait.
Well, I have not had one person to call me and tell me that. I don't know where that's coming from. I'm hearing it, but I have not heard anyone come directly to me and say, listen, you're not listening to me. You're not answering my emails. Or I'm not getting the emails, and my email is out there so that everybody can use it at any time. Until I do that, then I cannot address that particular area.
So, Ron Jenkins, you're saying that you're open to hearing from people?
Oh, yes, I've been open the whole time. I'm not closed-minded with this project. I've been very much open as far as the project is concerned.
Another argument that opponents of this plant have is you're talking about 10,000 people bearing the cost of this $30, $35 million plant, whatever the final cost is now. 10,000 people is a pretty small pool in some folks' eyes, and they're concerned about what that's going to mean for the future of their utility rates.
Well, $1.8 million right now is being spent by 10,000 people. $1.8 million being spent, okay, and now you're looking at $1.8 million continue to be spent to pay for the plant. So we have not asked anyone for an increase in the bills or whatever, but we're looking at that $1.8 million that's going directly to the county. That money can be spent directly to paying off the water that we're using or that we're getting or the plant itself.
Why do you, Ron Jenkins, believe that there's a need for this reverse osmosis plant?
When we look at what's happening outside of the Cape Fear River or within the Cape Fear River, that explains it all. We do have Gen X out there and no telling what else is out there. When I came on board 3 years ago, I was against it, and I'll say that. But now I am in favor of making sure that we have safe, clean, contaminant-free water for everyone in the Leland area. Right now, I wish we could do it all over the county. I wish we could do it all over the region. But right now, we are the leader in putting this together. So now it's the time for us to go ahead and continue because of the fact that we can eliminate the Gen X and all the other contaminants that are in our water source.
You've had some important opponents to this, including the town of Leland.
Sure. Leland has wanted to own H2GO. They've done some things to try to, to take over H2GO. Leland only have 1,500 customers. H2GO have 10,000. That's a huge number. My concern is you have Belleville. You have Navassa, you have the outside areas such as Parkwood and some of the other areas that can come under that, up under Leland if they should own this. That's not, right now, we're more regional than Leland would be in our approach to provide water as far as the Leland region or the Leland area.
Would you consider joining forces with Brunswick County Public Utilities or some of the other water authorities in the region?
When it comes to providing clean water, sure. But I think the H2GO is the leader in this at this time. you know, we have really worked hard towards making sure that we can get good clean water. When we look at, I looked at the well the other day that we had, well number 5. The water is crystal clear, clean water, contaminant free. You know, yes, I would be interested in having folks to come to the table. One thing about Leland, they haven't even been able to sit at the table with us to talk about anything in relation to water. The county, I had to ask the county to sit at the table just to discuss water. So what we were doing, we were up front with the county and telling them, this is where we are, this is where we're going. So there will be no surprises in terms of what is, you know, is to take place with H2GO in our direction. We gave them some directions that we were going in.
Warren from Leland is asking, and we've sort of visited this, but if you could explain this in a little more detail, how would this reverse osmosis plant be funded? I know you explained you wouldn't be paying $1.8 million to Brunswick County, and that money would be used to fund the debt service. What happens if there's some sort of drop in customer usage or, you know, you've got a revenue bond, you default on the bond? How do you recoup the funds?
I don't see there being a revenue drop because we're constantly having people moving into the county. With the population increasing, there's no way that you're going to have a drop unless simply people just simply move out of the county. No. You're still going to have people moving in, so you're still going to have revenue generated as far as the water is concerned. People got to drink water, but they want safe, clean, contaminant-free water.
Where would the water that goes into the reverse osmosis plant come from?
The water goes in? It would come from an aquifer. We have an aquifer about the size of Lake Eric that we'll be getting the water from. It's been down there millions of years, and it hasn't changed. Contaminants can't get to that water, so it's good, clean water. I went to well number 5, and I was impressed with well number 5.
And well number 5 is tapping that aquifer
It's tapping the aquifer.
So why can you not just use the water coming from the aquifer if that water is pure, if it's not contaminated by these chemical compounds, it's not coming from the Cape Fear River? Why do you need to build a $30 million RO plant?
But naturally, you got to have some way of making sure that this water is clean. Right now, I would say that, be honest to say that, we can pretty well drink the water now. But, you know, you got to go through the screening process. There's still some salt in the water. So you have to go through that screening process to make sure that we're following guidelines as far as the water is concerned.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three of the candidates for H2GO's Board of Commissioners. There are 5 members of the board who serve 4-year staggered terms. The board has 3 open seats this year, and right now we're talking with Ron Jenkins. He is the current vice chair of H2GO's board, and he supports building the reverse osmosis plant. You can ask your own question during this live Wednesday show by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. This RO plant is planned for the site of the current plant in Belleville. Is that correct? That's in the Waterford Business Park. That's close to a lot of people. Does that mean there's going to be additional light and noise coming from the plant?
That plant is quiet. In fact, we took some of the folks from Leland to several plants, and they got a chance to see the operation of a plant, and they could tell you that it's not noisy. There's no noise. The lights are very, very limited. In fact, one was very close to a school, so and a restaurant. So those issues are not an issue there. There's no true pollutants there, like stench, like on some of the other areas in Leland, such as the sewer plant. There's none of that in that particular area. It's clean.
What about some of the environmental concerns that opponents of this plant have expressed? The town of Leland opposes this plant, and this was partly on the grounds that they're concerned about the environmental impacts, all the wastewater going into the Brunswick River, which is a fish nursery. What do you say to that?
Well, you and I have a lot of wastewater as such. Yeah, you got brine that's coming, but you're putting what's in the water back into the water. We're not putting Gen X back into the water. We're not doing that. So what we're putting back in the water is what we get out of the water, and it's contaminant free. And so within a 30 feet, 40 feet, 60 feet, somewhere in there, it has already dissipated. So therefore, there's no problem putting the grinds or brine back into the Cape Fear.
You're saying no potential impact
on
the fish nursery?
No, there's no potential impact from all the studies, none. Or else we would not get a permit.
Jane asks, why not wait for Brunswick County to implement a solution to remove these contaminants from the water supply and go with a regional solution? Why impose this burden on 10,000 people?
Well, we have not been able to, like I said, Brunswick County has not come to us and sit down and say, well, we're ready to get started. If we wait on Brunswick County, we may be waiting another 5 to 10 years. Contaminants are still flowing in our water. So someone's got to take the lead. So I think HGO is ready to take the lead on that. And it's not an undue burden on 10,000 people when you're already paying $1.8 million. Take that $1.8 million and buy your own system. You know, you could pay. We'll be paying for our own system. And if Brunswick County want to come in, let's invite them in. But let's sit at the table and talk to see which direction we're going. That's the problem. No one wants to sit at the table.
How, if you are reelected, Ron Jenkins, how will you bring people to the table to talk? Are you just going to charge forward with H2GO's own project, or are you going to try
I've already invited the county at one time. We sit down with the county manager and at the time, the chairman of the county commissioner. We sit down and talk with them. And like I said, we told them the direction that we're going. And I would do this again. I don't have a problem sitting down with people discussing where we are, what is it that you need, what is it that we need to be doing. I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with people stating things and not want to sit and talk about where they want to be and where we should be.
Lenny from Leland asks, before Gen X, how was H2GO testing for contaminants?
How were we testing contaminants? We're getting our water from the county. You know, we're not getting raw water from...
Right, you're buying finished water from Brunswick County Public Utilities. Does that mean H2GO wasn't doing any of its own testing?
Well, we've done some testing, but we weren't testing for Gen X because Gen X was not even thought of. But then, where was the county? That's the question. Were they testing for Gen X? Was anyone else testing for Gen X? That's a big question.
So, Ron Jenkins, we just have a minute or so left here.
Yeah.
Talk to the people who are opposed to this RO plant and tell them what you think they don't really understand about why this is important.
This is important because we are in a time when the growth of North Carolina is exceedingly high. When you start looking upstream, we're pulling water from upstream. When we're pulling water from upstream, we're getting what's left. We're getting what's coming from Raleigh. We're getting what's coming from the hog farm. It's not all about Gen X. It's about all the other contaminants that's in the water. We've got to get rid of those contaminants. Sure, we can shut Kimball down. We can shut them down. But the fact, there are other chemicals. There are other contaminants that are coming downstream. So I tell you, now we need to go ahead and take a different look. We cannot continue doing the same thing that we've been doing. If we do, we're going to continue to get the same stuff we've been getting.
And that's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Ron Jenkins, thanks so much for joining us today.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks also to Carl Antos and Don Yowsey for being with us. Join us on the next edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews when we meet Rodney McCoy and Brayton Willis, also seeking seats on the H2GO board, and Pat Prince, who joins us, running for the Wrightsville Beach Board of Aldermen. That's tomorrow at noon. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at whqr.org. Get the podcast or find it on the HQR app. Thanks to Technical Director Ken Campbell and Associate Producer Rachel Keith. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 3. Join us for Coastline Live Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.